This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. Right now, I have a band that is going to be gracing the stage of Loud and Local Festival that's going down actually next week. They're going to be playing Saturday, the second day, and Loud and Local Fest is July 12th and 13th at Club Hectic in Lynnwood. It's 26 bands, two stages, 2 days, and this is something I'm really proud of. All ages, man. So, you know, you can bring your kids, bring your grandparents, anyone, any of age can come rock out with us over there. And we got guys from Greyhawk. Welcome to Metal Shop.
Hey, thanks for having us, brother.
Absolutely. So let's go around the room. What your name is and what you do in Greyhawk again.
Hey, my name is Darren Wall. I play bass guitar and do backup vocals.
Hey, my name is Anthony Corso and I'm the new vocalist.
My name is Jesse Berlin and I do lead and rhythm guitars.
Awesome. So, Jesse, I think this is the first time you've been up on Metal Shop before.
Yes.
Awesome. We've played your band many a times, and you are a master shredder, so welcome up to Metal Shop, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Anthony, man, you're the new vocalist, dude. Congratulations on winning the nationwide search for Greyhawk vocalist. So can we break this down, Darren and Jesse and Anthony, obviously, jump in. You know, tell me a little bit about the search and how long it took and what stood out about Anthony. And, you know, let's tell this story.
Well, the good thing about that is it's not a very long story.
Okay.
So our previous vocalist, Rev Taylor, informed us several months ago that he would be leaving the band to focus on his opera career. You know, Rev's a great guy, but he's kind of pulled in two different directions musically. As people get older, the voice matures, it settles into certain things, and he kind of has to focus on certain techniques over others. Opera techniques and rock vocal techniques apparently are pretty opposite. It was also difficult for us trying to book around his opera schedule, so you know, we kind of came to the agreement that it's probably best if he moves on. So we did a tour with him where we went to Germany, and we did 10 days in Germany, and then we came back and did a festival in Chicago. And that was our last show with him. His last hurrah was in Chicago at Legions of Metal. And then we came back, and I believe the Tuesday after we came back, we announced that he was leaving. Mm-hmm. And we were putting up open auditions for anybody. We said, anybody, wherever you live, doesn't matter. Like, if you want to do this, go ahead and do it. And we got, I want to say I got about 30 to 40 emails.
Cool.
There's a lot of interest. It was very flattering. Anthony was the first person to answer the email and the first person to drop an audition in the inbox. So I guess there was a little bit of trepidation on our part that it was the first guy. You know, it's always like, oh, it's never going to be the first guy.
Right.
Right. That's always what people tell you. But people tell you a lot of things that aren't true. But, you know, I listened to it and I was like, hey, guys, you know, just got an audition already. And I think we really need to take a serious look at this guy.
So, okay.
That was, then I contacted him, and then we were off to the races.
Awesome. So, had you been a fan of Greyhawk before?
Yeah.
Okay.
For many years, and...
So, you're local?
Yeah. Seattle local.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, so I've been following these guys for years, and love Rev and his voice, and the style of the band. Power metal's my thing. It's been my thing for many years. It's got my heart, you know?
And, absolutely.
And so when the band announced that they had parted ways amicably and they were, you know, doing an open search, I was like, oh, this is my chance.
Yeah, man.
So I just basically sent an email just kind of feeling things out. And then, like Darren said, it was just off to the races from there.
A little bit about your background. Had you done vocals in bands before? You know, are you a musician or?
Oh, yeah, I'm a musician. I was a guitar player first. I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old, something like that. Played in a bunch of bands and tribute bands and original bands and, you know, done the whole thing. And there was just like a day, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago when I was singing backups and I just thought, wow, I suck at vocals. I should really figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
taking vocal lessons from Pamela Moore.
Yes.
You know, the legend herself.
Absolutely.
And as I just started getting better, I was like, I enjoy this quite a bit. I should keep getting better. And I just kind of fell down the vocal journey rabbit hole and was like, oh, maybe I should audition not on guitar but on vocals for bands, because bands
cool.
need vocalists.
Yeah.
All the time,
you know, yeah.
And there was definitely some opportunity there. And so yeah, this was, I feel like this was probably the culmination of that, like, 4 or 5 year kind of vocal journey.
That's cool, man. So you said power metal's your thing. What were some of your favorites besides Greyhawk, of course?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, favorites, I mean, like over in Europe, the guys in Gloryhammer,
yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. Hammerfall, obviously.
Yeah. They just put out a new single called Freedom today.
Don't worry, I saw it. It was at nice. The top of my Apple Music feed.
Nice.
And then you go even further, like, you know, bands like Iron Maiden.
Yeah, of course.
And stuff like that. All the bands that make you like, oh, I want to sing high like that. You know,
yeah.
That's, yeah, and singing about swords and demons and goblins and, you know, stuff like that. That's, I mean, you can't, it doesn't get any better than that, you know?
So have you done some international touring before? Because,
yeah.
You know, Greyhawk is no stranger to Euro touring and doing some flyout shows and stuff. Are you excited for that?
Oh, dude, I'm so stoked. I haven't done international touring as a vocalist, but I've
sure.
done it as a guitarist, which is arguably probably worse, because I did an international tour as the opening band for Yngwie Malmsteen,
wow.
as the lead guitarist. That was scary.
Yeah, nobody wants to see the opening band when
no,
it's Yngwie.
Exactly.
You know?
So, I mean, it was one of those trial by fire things. Like, all right, if I can do that, you know, I mean, how hard can it really be, right?
Yeah. That's cool, man. Okay, that's awesome. So when you're trying out for a vocalist spot in a band that you highly revered, and you love this guy's vocals, and you love this band, I got to ask, did you do your best Rev, or did you just do your own? Like, it's kind of a, I don't know, what were you guys looking for? Were you guys looking for some of the same, or their own characteristics?
Oh, no,
we
did not want the same.
Okay.
It was very much a calculated move to look for a slightly different style singer. I think if you look back at the pantheon and history of heavy metal, all the successful changes of singers have been a change in direction. Ozzy to Dio, Deano to Dickinson, Bon Scott to Brian Johnson, all these bands that have done that and done it well, it's been someone who can handle the back catalog,
yep.
but bring something new to the table. There's a familiarity, but it's not the same. Because if you just do the same, you're going to get nothing but comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a new singer, you know, vocals are easily the most polarizing thing in music. Never mind metal, just music in general. Mm. Your average listener hears the vocals first.
Yep.
That's the first thing they have, and they make up their mind about the band right there and then. That's maybe sounds a little simplistic, but it's the truth. There are going to be people who love what Anthony does. There are going to be people who don't like what he does and think that Rev was the better singer. There are going to be new people that come on board. So with this strategy, for me, we're going to come out about even. If we got somebody that was similar to Rev, it would be nothing but comparisons. It would be nothing but AB.
Yeah.
So we pivoted and we moved. Like, I did not want another opera singer. We moved straight out into looking for somebody who could bring us something different to the table.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Jesse, how did you approach, man? Were you nervous about this at all? Like, what were your thoughts on jumping in headfirst with a new vocalist?
Well, for me, it was an interesting story because, you know, when we first found Rev, I... classic 80s heavy metal fan, and Rev has a baritone voice, which was new,
yeah,
you know, especially for someone like me approaching songwriting, but you know, he has a great unique voice that's
mm-hmm.
kind of unreplicable, you know, but it took me like 4 albums to figure out how to finally write for him,
sure.
and then he leaves, so that was
yeah.
kind of funny in my opinion. So I was excited for a new type of voice,
yeah.
since Rev was leaving, and I figured it's probably unlikely it'll be a Rev copy. So, when we heard Anthony's audition, and at least for me personally, it struck me like a very good power metal direction mm-hmm. to keep, you know, potentially move more towards, which, you know, I'm a huge Yngwie and 80s, you know, fan and all the power metal stuff. So
for me, it was,
like I said, it was just ironic that, you know, it took some time
sure.
to figure out Rev's, you know, right, you know, because you got to sometimes write around the singer to, you know, to a degree. So that's kind of how I felt about Anthony.
So being my first time, having you up here, Jesse, I'm kind of curious about, you know, your kind of foray into rock music, heavy metal music. What was your first, you know, kind of inspiration to pick up a guitar?
I started on classical violin, Suzuki
wow.
method, and
yeah.
very young age, and I think it's a waste to push classical music on young kids, you know. They're not going to understand it. It's some, you know. So I wasn't practicing, and, you know, my parents, I guess, you know, encouraged me to do something. So they said, if you're not going to practice, you got to, you know, choose a different instrument. And my dad knew, like, 3 chords on the guitar. And
yeah.
I heard that, and then what solidified it was I saw, you know, The Song Remains the Same, the
awesome.
Led Zeppelin
yeah.
DVD, and I, you know, of course, saw Jimmy Page in like a dragon robe and playing, you know, classic Zeppelin songs, which I kind of grew up on listening to the radio driving to school.
Yeah,
and I saw that video, I saw that concert, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's I would like to do that if possible.
Were you a Northwest guy?
No, it's a bit of a long story, but originally, so funny thing with the band, me and Rev were born the same. Well, Rev was not born there. We both lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's my birth. Birth hometown.
Yeah,
never knew him there. We just somehow managed to live there coincidentally.
Sure.
And funny enough, I also lived in Vancouver, Canada, for 4 years. Went
okay.
to middle school there, where Darren lived. So there's been a weird connection, but. Yeah, mostly a New Yorker. Most of my family's from New York. So
uh-huh.
After New Mexico, I lived mostly in New York.
And the funny connection there is Rob Steinway, our other guitar player, is from New York.
Okay, nice, man. Yeah. So he's kind of, you know, you encapsulate all the moments of Greyhawk's, you know, timeline. So
yeah, so.
Love that. Okay, right on. So as far as like song contributions and stuff, and kind of like the way you guys write music, are you the primary songwriter, Jesse, or do you guys kind of collaborate? How does that work?
I would say each album and EP has been a little different.
Okay.
Our very first EP, you know, of course we had Enrico, I forget his last name, but he was our first second guitar player.
Uh-huh.
And even Rev, it was actually a lot of contribution as far as I'd say from everyone on mm-hmm. the first EP. And then sort of for like Keepers, I definitely did a lot of the main riffs, but kind of how our process goes is, you know, even if I come up with a structure that I'll demo it out, it'll go to the group, and most of the songs are usually figured out structurally as
yeah.
a whole. But yeah, I would say a lot of the, you know, the riffs and Keepers of the Flame and our recent album, you know, a lot of those come from nights where I'm having whiskey and I come up with an idea and it goes into my logic and then I revisit it.
Whiskey logic.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, man. Okay, so I do have to mention...
Song title. Whiskey
Logic. We're Whiskey Logic. I got to say, you know, shout out to your drummer, Nate, because that guy drives how long to get to practice?
However long it takes to get from Yakima, Washington.
Yakima. So like 3 hours?
Ish, yeah.
Yeah, 3 hours and probably once a week?
I mean, when we hired him...
That's hardcore, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. When we hired him, it was like... You know, we, me and Jesse.
He's like, are you sure?
Yeah. Me and Jesse started the band, and we had one lineup, and that lineup fell apart. And then we started to get the right pieces in place, and we needed a drummer. And I was like, you know, there's this one guy. The last time he talked to me, the last time we were looking, and he seemed like a cool guy, but he lived in Yakima. So bother. But I could ask him, and then he came out and he killed it. And I was like, hey, like, you know, if you can make this drive, cool. But if you can't, I'm not gonna have any hard feelings. He's like, I've been doing this for years. And I was like, oh, okay then.
I believe he learned double kick for our audition, too.
Correct.
That's cool.
The first audition, because the first time he ever played double kick.
That's awesome. Speaking of auditions, man, so Anthony, how many songs did you, you know, try out for? And you sent in a video, right?
So I did audio first.
I did three of their songs. Yeah.
And then when I got like the in-person callback, I learned, was it nine or 10 songs?
Wow.
And basically just like I stalked them online. I stalked them online, figured out what their set list was, and just like crammed the set list and yeah.
That's a job. That's a wow. That is a that is an audition, man. You aced it. Obviously, you're sitting here, man. So I'm assuming he was the most prepared. Did you even give callbacks to other people? Or
honestly, we didn't give any. We didn't have anyone else out live.
Yeah.
Mainly, you know, the thing is, in a band like this, work rate is important.
Yeah.
That might sound a little bit cold, but it, you know, if you can't get something to me in a matter of days, it doesn't move fast enough for a band like this.
Yeah.
You know, we are signed to record labels. We have tours coming up. We have shows coming up. We have deadlines to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Like in 2024, you have to, as if you want to be a semi-pro or pro musician, you have to be able to record yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to figure out what you're doing in a timely manner. It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, that's the thing. Like, you know, Anthony's audition wasn't like sonically perfect. He didn't put any Melodyne or auto-tune or finagle everything to make sure it was perfect. It was him singing, you know, and
yeah.
That's what we were looking for. And there's people who were upset that saying, you know, hey, you know, you didn't give me long enough. And I was like, nah, if it's going to take you 3 weeks to figure out how to sing one of our songs, like, it just, I'm sorry, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, this band operates on a level that we move very quickly. And, you know, we have a situation where people live, I mean, I'm on the peninsula, you know, Nate's in Yakima, like we can't be together all the time. So mm-hmm. everyone, we have to rely on each other to do homework and to be ready to go when time's right.
You can't be a manager and babysitting someone. You have to kind of trust that someone else is going to be doing a little bit of their work, right?
I don't get paid to manage this band.
Yeah, you know, dude.
I need my homies to be able to be on top of stuff. And luckily enough, like I can't see enough good things. There's usually one person to drive, you know, and that's sure. The rah-rah, let's go guy, and, you know, kind of getting everybody stoked. But that shot, to me, in Greyhawk, that job is fun. You know, it's
yeah.
I like throwing ideas out there. I like seeing the guys get excited. You know, I like seeing everybody stoked on making our music. Like, that makes me happy.
Awesome, man. So, what are the obviously you guys are going to be playing Loud and Loud. That's what we're talking about, 13th, the second day, and that's going to be going down at Club Hectic, and that's next Saturday. Friday night is the 12th, obviously headlined by King Youngblood, and the second night is going to be with Greyhawk, Accused AD Legends from Seattle. Here we got Sorsha, Lacabre, White Only in the Wreckage, so many good bands. Again, go to loudandlocalfest.net for tickets. Aside from that, you guys are going to be playing August 16th, again, up north at Tony V's, and then the 17th at High Water Mark in Portland. I'm curious, how was your Euro tour, man? You guys played some dates over there with, obviously, Rev's last Euro tour. Tell me a little bit about that last little jaunt overseas.
It was fun, man. You know, we played a festival called Keep It True,
yeah,
which is a very, very big festival. It was a very interesting festival to play. I'll say that. I have not seen a level of intoxication like that in my 43 years on this planet.
Care to give an example?
Well, if it's 2 p.m. and you can't, and you need a pole to stand up, and your face is completely red, and you're asking me where our old guitar player Jacqueline is, who's been out of the band for a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's that's a pretty high level of intoxication for 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take. I told her she was dead, by the way.
Yeah.
That's where she was. I told her she was dead.
Wow. Okay.
You know, Jacqueline's a mortician. She'll get that joke. She'll that's think funny. It's funny. But but overall, I would say it was a great experience. It's one of those, it's kind of a culmination of all the players who are, you know, kind of movers and shakers in the new wave of traditional heavy metal scene.
Yeah.
It's a chance to see some bands that, you know, don't really tour that don't really get outside of the, you know, that country, that don't really do, they're older maybe, they kind of not active anymore, but they'll get together for the one show. And, you know, there's ups and downs to that. The performances are oftentimes a little iffy, but, you know, for a lot of people who are mega fans of those bands, it's a cool experience to see. So we did that, and we did some club gigs. We played a fantastic show in Kassel, Germany at the Gold Group Club. It was packed, and, you know, the Germans, like, they send it, man. It doesn't matter if it's Wednesday or it's Saturday.
Yeah.
They send it. So it was a good time. I mean, we got our fill of bread rolls and cold cuts in the morning for breakfast, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah. yeah, I was done with cold cuts and bread rolls by day 10. I was looking for a good old American breakfast at that point.
Yes.
Bread rolls and cold cuts, huh?
It's a tradition there.
So we thought, we played in Germany a few times.
Yeah.
But we stay in mostly hotels, right?
Sure.
So my line of thinking was, this is just the continental breakfast. This is what they have in hotels. Oh, no. We went to people's houses for breakfast this tour, and that's what they gave us. Like, this is just what they eat for breakfast. And I was like, it's just a thing. And I was like, well, it's a perfect breakfast option.
So like a sandwich?
Kind of, yeah. Just like a bread roll, and you open it up, and you put, like, the condiments and, like, you know, meats. There's, like, meats and fish spreads kind of thing.
Yeah.
You put it in the breakfast thing, and you eat it, and it's perfectly fine. But I'm like, why don't you have anything else?
Yeah.
Because there are not eggs in this country. But Germany ruled, and then we flew back to Chicago, and we played Legions of Metal Festival.
Yeah.
With our really good friends in Stryker and Unleash the Archers.
Nice.
And other very cool bands like Tower Hill and Owlbear were there. Some old school legends like Watchtower were playing as well. And it was sold out. It was the first time Legions is completely sold out.
Wow.
It was very much like a youth movement this time. Like, it was younger, newer bands. And I think the crowd was really like that. And the attendance showed that, you know, there is a lot of want and desire for younger metal bands that play in the old school style.
Totally. That's awesome. When you guys were over in Germany, I went to Berlin, Germany last fall, and I went to a place called Halford Rock Bar.
I've been to the Halford Bar.
Yeah, man. Halford with, like, the huge statue of Rob Halford. Yeah, that's
great. Yes, I've been there. It's me and Jason from Skeletor went there in 2019 when we saw Manowar.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That
bar is wild.
Yeah, man. Love it. Okay, so let's say you guys have your own takeover of a radio show, Metal Shop, per se. What band would you make sure you have to play? Jesse, let's start with you, man. What's a metal band that you would make sure you had to play for the masses on a metal radio show?
Honestly, probably 80s Pantera, because it doesn't get played enough. And some Pantera fans don't even know that
era. Glam metal?
They don't even know that era existed, so that would be, yeah.
It's a good choice.
Is that your favorite Pantera? Is 80s Pantera?
Definitely a lot of influence, from those, in my songwriting, absolutely, yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of it in Greyhawk music, if you listen. Like, if you listen to Steelbound or stuff like that, it's very much an 80s Pantera worship.
Okay. Nice, man. And how about you, Anthony? What's a band that you would play if you had your own radio show?
Oh, that's it, man. There's so many. I mean, for me, it would probably have to be any kind of the classic power metal stuff, any of, like, kind of the older Hammerfall stuff or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or kind of a band I've been on a kick with recently is Camelot, kind of like a power metal band from Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
They have one of my favorite vocalists of all time.
Yeah.
Anything with orchestra, you know, stuff like that just always gets me right in the feels.
Could you ever picture Greyhawk teaming up with an orchestra?
We were literally talking about that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were working on a new tune that might have some of that in it.
Oh, all right. Nice. Darren, last but not least, what would it be a band that you would have to play if you were taking over a radio show?
I would play Visigoth.
Nice.
They are by far and away my favorite band of the last 10 years.
Okay.
I think that they do old school metal with a great epic twist. They have a singer with a unique voice. The guitar players really know how to put together a great solo and cool melodies. The production is always on point, and they're literally like the nicest guys you'll ever meet. And so Visigoth would be absolutely the number one band I would lead off my show with.
Hell yeah. So if people are up on the fence and they don't know if they can really, you know, scrap together the money to go see Loud and Local Fest, but they're intrigued, How would you sell them, man? What can people expect from a Greyhawk set?
You will get top-notch musicianship And but mainly, you will get a show.
Yeah.
We are not a band that gets on stage and stares at our shoes, that stares at our feet. We move around. We have stage props. We have lots of... You'll probably get a guitar solo and a drum solo spot. We try to bring arena rock to the small stage.
Nice.
And really make it a big show feel. You will get entertained.
Right on, man.
And you're mind blown.
There's a possibility that I might come out with a sword at some point. You know.
And Darren might bend it.
I very well might bend the sword.
And guitar notes played with your teeth, which you don't see guitarists do that anymore.
Yeah, between me and Jesse, our dentists are not happy.
Yeah.
He's playing solos with his teeth, and I'm bending steel with mine. So, you know, we have good dental insurance here in Greyhawk.
Yeah, they might actually be happy because they get guaranteed money from
you guys.
So.
You might be right about that.
Again, July 13th, you can catch them at Loud and Local Fest, loudandlocalfest.net for tickets. August 16th at Tony V's, 17th at High Watermark. We're going to jump into a song from your newest record. It's called Rock and Roll City. Tell me a little bit about this one, guys.
Oh, man, this is one that Jesse wrote this demo, and it was pretty late, and I probably imbibed in a few cocktails and a few substances that are now legal in Washington, and I was not ready for that. I literally texted him and said, next time you're going to send me a song like that, warn me so I can be sitting down. Rock and Roll City, I think, is the most fun Greyhawk song that's ever been written, and it literally is just about the joy of music, the everlasting power of rock and roll, how it stays with you. It's a very, very, very cool tune, and I'm extremely proud of it.
Right on. Any final words from y'all? And welcome to Greyhawk. Not that I'm the person to welcome you, but congratulations, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, we've only done 3 shows together, but it's been a heck of a ride, and I'm super stoked to see what comes next.
Awesome. And Jesse, any final words, man?
I'm excited to see what comes next as well, and I think should be expecting to hear some good ass music in the future.
I like it, dude. And you can catch them live at Loud and Local Fest at Club Hectic up in Linwood next week. It's Greyhawk with Rock and Roll City. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You and I will ride. I'll be playing that of demons. Let's see what those boys in Greyhawk have cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.